Hello there, my name is Christian and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
That's a tough one to answer.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's hard for me. I said it's tough to answer that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to answer that. In some ways, it's going in the right direction. In some ways, it's not. I would say, what were the choices again?
Sure. Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, and very dissatisfied.
I would say somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Thank you so much. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that they are not important, is that an important issue to you? And a 10, meaning that it's a very important issue to you. First issue is immigration.
I would say that's a 6.
Okay. 6, thank you. Next one, student loan debt.
I would say for me at this point in my life, with a son in college, I would say that's a 5.
Okay, 5, thank you. Next, healthcare.
Very important, I would say 10.
Okay, thank you. Next one, climate change.
I would say that's a 8.
Okay. Next one, K-12 education.
I would say that's a 9.
Okay, a 9. Next one, crime and violence.
I would say that's an 8.
Okay. Next one, racism and discrimination.
I would say that's a 9.
A 9. Thank you. Next one, democracy.
10.
Thank you. Next one, inflation and the cost of living.
9.
Thank you. Next one, abortion rights.
7.
A 7. Thank you. Next one, criminal justice reform.
8.
Okay. Next one, jobs and wages.
9.
A 9. Okay. Next one, voting rights.
9.
Thank you. And the last one on here, reproductive freedom.
8.
8. Okay. Thank you. Moving on. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up, things come up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 10. Means that you... A 10. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Next, if you don't mind asking, with what race do you identify yourself with?
African-American.
Thank you. Next question. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And what year were you born? Just the year.
1958.
58. Okay. Thank you. Next question. What is the highest level of school you have completed?
A master's degree.
Thank you, sir. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's got the most power and 0 means it's got no power, you can choose any number in between?
Say 9.
A 9. Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? And it's the same thing. Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power, and that 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power.
I would say 5.
A 5. Okay. Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And if you don't know that person, you can also say that. A first person is Andrew Dickens.
Andre Dickens?
Yes.
I would say 10.
10. Thank you. Next person, Brian Kemp.
I would say 1.
1. Okay. Next person, Tim Walz.
I would say 9.
A 9. Okay. Next person is J.D. Vance.
0.
Okay, 0. Next person, John Ossoff.
9.
A 9. Next person, Brad Ruffensperger.
3.
A 3. Okay. And the last person on here, Raphael Warnock.
10.
10. Thank you. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For House Representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
No, I voted. I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Just worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Better, okay, thank you. Some people say no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure. And a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You can choose any number in between. The first event here is your local mayor. So we're doing
a 0.
0? Okay.
Right.
Yeah, 0 is
meaning that he did not,
exactly.
He or she did not prevent progress.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Next, we have Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
0.
0. Next, mm-hmm. We have Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
0.
Next, we have COVID-19 recovery.
8.
Okay. Next we have Vice President Harris.
0.
Okay, 0. And the last person or identity here is black voters.
Zero.
Zero, okay.
Again, meaning that they did not prevent
progress. They did not prevent progress, yes. Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for staying with me on the line. Okay. We're almost done here, sir. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number in between. The first policy is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fewer credit practices. Fairer
okay.
credit practices. So here again, we have a scale from 0 to 10, and the 0 in 0 is would not motivate you to vote at all, and 10 is would strongly motivate you.
I would say 10.
10, okay. Thank you. Next one. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience in each other, with each other, is essential as we continue the path to future progress.
5.
Thank you. Next one. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
And again, the question is about my motivation to vote on these topics, right?
Exactly, yes.
So I would say 10.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
Okay.
Thank you. And the last one on here, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. It's just two questions that I want to ask you again. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? From a scale from 0 to 10. 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
5.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and the local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off. Sometimes some things come up and that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election from a 0 to 10? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed about the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Yeah, thank you. And do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, or three, bisexual?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married.
Separate, divorced? Okay, married, thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And are you in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, unemployed?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $25,000, and then it goes in $10,000 increments. Between, you know, between 35 and 45, between 45 and 55, between 55 and 65.
Keep going.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Keep going.
Oh, okay, so we have 75 to 85, 85 to 100,000, 100,000 to 250,000.
It's about 200,000.
Okay, thank you. That concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. We greatly appreciate it, okay? Have yourself a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.